Hello everyone, Daria here as usual, and welcome to the episode number 10 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. It's been a long way already, episode 10, it's crazy. Thank you very much for staying with me this long, I really appreciate it, and thank you for your reviews and your nice words. You really keep me motivated to not stop, thank you very much. Today, all of a sudden, we're going to talk about space, cosmonauts, spaceships, and everything. The thing is, on Sunday, I went to the Moscow Museum of Astronautics, and it was so amazing. I loved it, and I just must share it with you. Some of you who follow me on Instagram already have seen the pictures and videos from there, and I'm gonna upload some more, you know, videos from insides of the spaceship and all those spacesuits. It's just so intriguing. I love it. And before we jump right to the text, I remind you that you can find all the translations and transcripts on my website. And if you like what I do, if you want to support me, you can go to my website again and push the button, the donate button, and support me. Okay, now let's jump to the text. Музей космонавтики. Вчера я ходила в Московский музей космонавтики. Потрясающее место! Космос и его изучение всегда имели большое значение для России. Именно СССР в 1957 году впервые запустил в космос спутник. Спустя 4 года, в 1961, на орбиту отправился и первый человек, знаменитый Юрий Гагарин. Интересно, что до Гагарина орбитальный полет совершали животные. Самые знаменитые русские космонавты-животные – собаки Белка и Стрелка. В 1960 году они провели в космосе 25 часов и вернулись на Землю целыми и невредимыми. В музее космонавтики можно увидеть их чучело. Кроме того, там очень много интересных вещей. Модели космических кораблей и спутников, старые и новые скафандры, личные вещи известных космонавтов. Можно зайти внутрь космической станции и посмотреть, как там все организовано. So that was it for the text. Today we're having many interesting words and expressions and also many numerals. So stay here and let's try to translate it.
Музей космонавтики.
Museum of Astronautics. Actually, it's cosmonautics, but in English more natural is astronautics.
Музей космонавтики. Вчера я ходила в Московский музей космонавтики.
Yesterday I went to the Moscow Museum of Astronautics.
Московский
means that it's located in Moscow.
Московский, Москва. Потрясающее место.
An amazing place. The adjective потрясающее means, as you already understand, amazing, or literally it means stunning, but stunning in a good way. When something is so good, you are stunned. The synonyms in Russian are
великолепный, прекрасный, восхитительный.
Many, many variations. So it's
потрясающее место.
Let's find some examples with this adjective.
Потрясающий.
Imagine that you want to say that some woman is stunningly beautiful.
you can say она потрясающе красивая. She's stunningly beautiful. Or when you want to say that someone did a really, really great job, you can say
то, что ты сделал, просто потрясающе.
What you did is just amazing. Okay, the next sentence.
Космос и его изучение всегда имели большое значение для России.
Space and its exploration were always very important for Russia. Here we say space.
Космос.
In this sentence, I want to talk about the expression иметь значение or иметь большое значение. And if it's negative form,
не иметь значение.
It means that something is important. So just like here, exploration of space was important and is important for Russia. Imagine the very common situation when you're trying to convince some girl that it's not her beauty that attracted you, but her soul, her intellect and everything. So you can say that looks doesn't matter to you.
Для меня внешность не имеет значения.
Looks is not important for me. Doesn't matter. Or another example, when work is very important and takes large part in your life, you can say
в моей жизни большое значение имеет работа.
In my life, work is very important. Okay, the next sentence.
Именно СССР в 1957 году впервые запустил в космос спутник.
The USSR was the first to send a satellite into space in 1957. The abbreviation
СССР,
the USSR, or another name is Soviet Union,
Советский Союз.
For those who don't know, the USSR means the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And it was a huge state, very powerful, and Russia was the main part of it. And here we see the first numeral.
1957.
This year they sent a satellite. This word спутник is quite interesting. It doesn't mean just satellite, but also it can mean your companion, your friend. Imagine that you walk hand by hand with someone and your companion is very quiet. So you can say
всю дорогу мой спутник молчал.
The whole way my companion was very quiet, didn't say a word. But here in this text, of course, it means satellite. And the next sentence.
Спустя 4 года, в 1961, на орбиту отправился и первый человек, знаменитый Юрий Гагарин.
4 years later, in 1961, the first man in space, famous Yuri Gagarin, flew to the orbit. Oh, Gagarin. If you don't know him, just please go and have a look. He's just so handsome and amazing, and he has the most wonderful smile. So here you see the word орбита. And of course you understand what it means. It's the same with the English version, orbit. Not the chewing gum, of course. We're talking about space here. So what else is interesting here?
Oh, знаменитый,
famous. Famous, popular, and he really was extremely popular. Well, no wonder he was the first man who saw the Earth from outside it. It's just hard to believe. Okay, we're going to the next sentence.
Интересно, что до Гагарина орбитальный полет совершали животные.
It's interesting that before Gagarin, animals preceded the orbital flight.
Орбитальный, orbital.
And now you might ask, why the hell would I need these words?
Орбита, орбитальный.
But you know, I put them in this text on purpose. First reason is that you can understand it from the context and you don't need to look up in the dictionary. So if you are a beginner, it's a great way for you to use these words in the beginning. You already understand them without translation.
And also, it's just another example for you how the noun can be transformed into adjective.
Орбита, орбитальный.
You don't have to use these words in your everyday conversations, but it's just another exercise for you. So still pay attention to those kinds of words.
Okay, the next sentence.
Самые знаменитые русские космонавты-животные – собаки Белка и Стрелка.
The most famous Russian animal cosmonauts were the dogs Белка and Стрелка. Again, here we see знаменитые, famous, and I want to say a couple of words about their names. Белка can be translated as squirrel, and стрелка is an arrow, but not that arrow like you use with crossbow.
Wait a minute, you use bolts in crossbow.
Arrow like in bow.
Oh my, thanks to Diablo 2, I know the difference between bolts and arrows. Ooh, at least it wasn't waste of time.
So you see, in Russian, arrow is стрела. But if it's a sign arrow, you know, the pointing direction, in Russian it's стрелка. So this dog, стрелка, means an arrow sign. And those dogs were really very, very famous.
В 1960 году они провели в космосе 25 часов и вернулись на Землю целыми и невредимыми.
In 1960, they spent 25 hours in space and came back to Earth safe and sound. Here you see that safe and sound expression.
Целый и невредимый. Невредимый. Невредимый.
You see, вред. Вред means harm. So no harm done to someone. For example, some mother or wife can tell some soldier that she's praying every day for him to come back safe and sound. In Russian, it is
Я молюсь каждый день, чтобы ты вернулся целым и невредимым.
Safe and sound. Целый и невредимый. And so those two dogs came back, safe and sound, after spending 25 hours in space. And it's important because the first pair of dogs, unfortunately, they died because something went wrong and the rocket blew and it was, oh, it's very sad. So it was the first successful flight. Okay, and we're going to the next one.
В музее космонавтики можно увидеть их чучело.
In the Museum of Astronautics, one may see these animals after being stuffed. Yeah, it's creepy and weird, I know. Poor dogs. They should have put pictures there. Why stuffing them? Anyway, you can see them there.
Чучело.
Stuffed animal. And the last paragraph.
Кроме того, там очень много интересных вещей.
Moreover, there are many interesting things.
Интересных вещей.
Interesting things. And then we're telling what kind of things.
Модели космических кораблей и спутников. Models of spaceships and satellites. Старые и новые скафандры. Old and new spacesuits. Скафандр. You can go to my Instagram and see those Soviet old types of spacesuits. And личные вещи известных космонавтов. Belongings of the famous cosmonauts. We already mentioned Gagarin. Also, there is an exhibition dedicated to the first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova. She flew to space in 1963. I'm not sure. I guess it was 1963. First woman in space. Первая женщина в космосе. In this sentence we can see личные вещи космонавтов. Belongings. Личные вещи. It means something that belongs to you. For instance, on your workplace, computer is not your belonging, but your iPad is yours. So your phone, your maybe notebook, they are личные вещи. Не трогайте мои личные вещи. Don't touch my stuff. And the last sentence. Можно зайти внутрь космической станции и посмотреть, как там все организовано. One can go inside the space station and see how everything is organized there. Организовано. Being organized. For example, в вашем офисе все хорошо организовано. In your office, everything is well organized. So inside the space station, it's just great. Because people are always curious about, you know, the daily life on the station. How they use bathroom, how they eat, how they play chess, everything. So in this museum, you can kind of peek inside the ship. It's very interesting. And this is the end of this text. I know I promised you to get over with stereotypes, with dialogues, conversational Russian, and also I promised to make episodes about Russian history. Oh, sorry, no time for everything. Well, I hope I'll stop being so lazy and finally record something historical. Anyway, now go to my website, have a look on the transcript, and follow me on Instagram. Thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!